That was the Posies and Unlikely Places. You're listening to K-Hum. And right now, I'm going to go ahead and air that interview that I've been talking about all morning with Scott Malcolm, who ended up directing Moon Over Buffalo over at North Coast Repertory Theater. And it started last night, and it's actually going to run Thursday, Friday, Saturday, all the way up through August 13th. Plus, there are matinees going on Sunday at 2 p.m. for on the dates July 31st and August 7th. You can get all the details on that on over at ncrt.org. Plus, just a heads up, on Saturday, there's a benefit for Humboldt Literacy Project. If you buy your tickets through Humboldt Literacy Project for $20, it's going to the proceeds will go towards them. So that's super neat as well. And so you can call Humboldt Literacy Project or stop by either of their locations in Eureka or Fortuna. Their numbers are 445-3655 or 725-0655. So right now, I'm going to go ahead and get that on for you. It's a pretty cool play. Ended up seeing it last night. Don't want to reveal anything.
Well, why don't we talk about you for a second? Scott, how long have you been directing?
About 40 years.
How did you get into it?
I've been an actor for 63 years. And it was just a natural progression. I saw what was being done and thought, I'd like to do that.
That's cool. And so how'd you get involved with NCRT?
When I lived here 30 years ago, I worked with Ferndale Rep and PAC, which was a theater group up in Arcata. And NCRT started just about the year that I left. And I was gone for almost 30 years. And when I came back 6 years ago, I knew I wanted to do theater in this area. And I contacted a couple of the theaters, and NCRT was one. And they just happened to be finishing the casting of a show. And the managing artistic director at the time, Michael Thomas, said he didn't know whether the director had cast the show completely. It was done casting or not, but he connected me, and she had one character that she had been hoping she could fill, and she auditioned me over the phone. So I drove 450 miles from Portland to here in the morning or in the afternoon, and got situated in an hour and started rehearsal an hour later.
What play was it?
It was Government Inspector.
Okay. I don't know much about that play.
It's a farce, and it's a wonderful, funny play, and has lots of very broad, wonderful characters in it, and it was a lot of fun.
That's cool. How'd you get involved with directing Moon Over Buffalo?
I actually asked Michael. They showed the season, and I said, I'd love to direct Moon Over Buffalo. And Michael said, absolutely. I've directed three shows here. Two shows, and this is my third. I directed Tale of the Allergist Wife, and then I directed Death by Design.
That sounds like a slapstick.
It was funny. I seem to be stuck in the farces. So if it's like, you want to direct a farce, get Scott. He'll do it for you. But I've directed many other things. I've directed musicals and I've directed dramas, but these happen to be there.
Well, we all have our passions for what we prefer.
It's not any matter of any preference to me. I just like to have some good actors and put on a good show.
What should the audience know about the play before coming?
One thing is that they should put all their preconceived notions aside about what's going on in society and just sit back and enjoy what's going on. Get rid of all that stuff that's hanging around your head right now and sit back and enjoy a good laugh. This is a farce. There's no hidden message in it. Other than maybe everything works out in the end. But it's just a funny show. It's a fun show. It's ordinary people overreacting to extraordinary situations.
Whenever this was shown on Broadway in, was it 95? It was Carol Burnett's
return. Yeah. And we have here a wonderful actress who's playing the role that she did. That'd be Jackie Kane. And Jackie actually was in my last show, as a matter of fact. She was in Death by Design and did a magnificent job then. As a matter of fact, Two of the actors from that show, three of the actors from that show are in this show.
How long ago did you do that show?
Well, about a year ago. And that sort of gives credence to the idea, to the repertory part of North Coast Repertory Theater, that we have so many actors that come back and are involved in productions over a period of time.
That's awesome. What is a brief synopsis of Moon Over Buffalo?
A brief synopsis.
Don't give away the ending.
No,
just.
I don't feel. Well, the problem is you don't even want to give away the middle. The premise is that an aging, fading pair of matinee stars, Broadway actors, husband and wife, are sort of on a downward spiral. They've gone from Broadway to movies to now touring with a very small company to lesser venues around the country and doing repertory theater. In this particular theater, the Erlanger in Buffalo, they are doing Private Lives and Cyrano de Bergerac. And they lose an actress, I won't say why, and so their daughter shows up, and their daughter, who's been with them and has left and doesn't want anything to do with the theater, is roped into participating in the show because she knows the show. And so, but there's just confusion as to what show they're doing. There's confusion. There are a couple of different love interests that are competing unknowingly for the attention of one of the characters. I mean, it's just and it's a mishmash. The wonderful chase scenes, lots of slamming doors, little slapstick. It's a great show.
That's awesome. All right, cool. And I heard that you guys also need ushers this weekend, too.
I don't know. I'd have to ask Calder about that, but we always are looking for volunteers. So if somebody calls because we need ushers this weekend, I'm sure somebody will be happy to talk to them. And if we have finally filled that spot, we'll say, however, we have this. So, you know, volunteers are always appreciated, and we are really trying to build a volunteer corps. They are they're the lifeblood of community theater.
Awesome. Is there anything else you want to say about the play?
I will encourage people to please come and see this show. It is a very fine show. It's written by a playwright named Ken Ludwig. And Ken Ludwig wrote another farce that he's very well known for called Lend Me a Tenor. And the two of them together are two of the best farces in theater, in modern theater. They really are. And I encourage people to come out. I encourage them to get involved. I encourage people particularly who haven't either for a long time or haven't at all ever been to live theater to come out, because it's an experience that everybody should have. And many people, when they first come out and first get involved, first see their first show, come back. They want to get involved. It's like it's something brand new. It's not television. It's not movies. It's not video games. It's live theater. Anything can happen. And that's part of the appeal for live theater, is to see how actors are able to respond to small crises on the stage. You know, and frequently they do it so well you don't even see it, which is really nice.
That's why I always like going to a play several nights, so you can see.
Well, that's the other thing. And I encourage anybody to do this. If you come to a play early, wait until the end and come see it again, because they grow. You will not see the same show at the end that you saw in the beginning. It'll be the same show, it'll be the same lines, but the reactions are different, and the emphasis is different, and it becomes, I won't say more polished or anything else, it becomes a different show. And an actor on stage will be saying a line and suddenly have an epiphany and deliver it differently than he has ever delivered it before, giving it new meaning, giving it new life, which is wonderful for the other actors, because then they get to respond in a different manner. And actors love that. unless, of course, somebody has an epiphany that's totally inappropriate. But other than that, it's a great thing.
Well, thanks for sitting down and talking to me about this.
Thank you for taking the time and letting me talk.
That was an interview with Scott Malcolm that I had last night, right before the first performance of Moon Over Buffalo over at North Coast Repertory Theater. He directed the production there at NCRT. For more information, just check out ncrt.net, or you can call 4222-NCRT. Coming up here in just a couple minutes from now, Steel-Toed Slippers just showed up, so we'll be setting all up and that kind of stuff. So make sure to stick around for that. They'll be on in, I don't know, like 15 or so minutes. But I'm going to put on a track from The Bird and the Bee up next. You're listening to KHAM.